And at 8:36, it's good morning to Pádraig Lodge.
Good morning to you, Audrey. There were five Irish trained winners on the opening day of Cheltenham. Waterford trainer Henry de Bromhead won the champion hurdle with the mare Honeysuckle, ridden by Rachel Blackmore, who became the first female jockey to win a championship race at the festival. And Rachel Blackmore has been speaking about the people who inspired her to pursue a riding career.
When I started racing, you know, it was Katie Walsh and Nina Carberry who were the people in the way room when I was going in. And, you know, I was watching them ride winners left, right and centre, winners here, Irish Champ Nationals. You know, they, I think, instilled in me the fact that there is no difference, male or female. You know, they never made a deal out of it. They just got on with it. So that's kind of why I don't like to make, I suppose, too much of a deal of it either. It's just incredible. I was a bit speechless after it, and I haven't really found words yet, I don't think, either. It really is just incredible.
Rachel, the star of day one, but the show moves on quickly and the champion chase is the feature race today. Reporter Rupert Bell joins us now from the course. Good morning, Rupert.
Good morning, and I've just seen the Queens of Cheltenham this morning, Honeysuckle. I've managed to go and see her having a nibble at the grass before she comes back to Ireland this evening. And Rachel Blackmore was smiling as she came back in, having been working out on a few of Henry de Bromhead's horses this morning. So, yes, it was a wonderful day for her and Honeysuckle. And today, well, they're calling it on the racing post St Mullins Day, because looking at his entries, Pádraig, you think he's going to have an outstanding chance of finally winning the Queen Mother Champion Chase. 73 festival wins. It's hard to think that he hasn't won that, but then it took him so long to win the Gold Cup, which he could try and win for a third time. He's then got Monkfish, he's got Kilcroot. I mean, it's just an unbelievable army of horses he's brought over here, and as I say, he could just add to that tally of 73 winners, presumably many people think as easily as some of the winners we saw yesterday.
And then looking at that big race today, Rupert, we have a field of 10 going to post. What's your read on it?
Well, I think Chacon Poursois does look so far the best. Now, Politologue is the defending champion, but Paul Nichols says it looks a deeper race, and obviously Chacon Poursois is the one to beat. I think First Flow's got a bit of a squeak, but all known sort of gut feelings suggest that it should be Chacon Poursois. But, you know, you've got to jump these fences, you never know. But has put the kettle on in the race as well, who loves running here, and of course comes from Henry de Bromhead's yard. You can't ignore that one. She looks to have a decent chance as well. So it's not a foregone conclusion for Chacon Poursois, but I think it might be more of a foregone conclusion that it goes to an Irish trainer.
And beyond the big race, then, is there any particular highlights of elsewhere on the card?
Tiger Roll, we've got is the horse able to win a fifth time at the festival, or is it a swan song for the great horse? He's won two Grand Nationals, not going to go back to Aintree this year, but his form this year has been indifferent. So let's just hope we see something of the talent of Tiger Roll, and even if it can go down gracefully in defeat, if this is his final race over in this country, because he owes nobody anything. He's been an absolute superstar, and I hope he can give a good account of himself on ground that is officially described here as good to soft. It's an overcast morning, no rain forecast, so conditions perfect on both the main track and the cross-country course.
Very good, Rupert. Nice to talk to you. Rupert Bell reporting live from Cheltenham this morning. You can keep up to date with the racing through the afternoon with a live tracker on rte.ie/sport. Manchester City have reached the quarterfinals of the Champions League for the fourth year in a row. First half goals from Kevin De Bruyne and Ilkay Gundogan secured a comfortable 2-0 victory over Borussia Mönchengladbach in Budapest, City going through 4-0 on aggregate. Real Madrid easily overcame Atalanta 3-1 at home to progress 4-1 on aggregate. The Real goals coming from Karim Benzema, Sergio Ramos from a penalty, and Marco Asensio. The last two quarterfinal spots will be filled tonight. Chelsea are 1-0 up on Atletico Madrid. Bayern Munich hold a 4-1 lead over Lazio. The Netherlands will allow 5,000 spectators who've tested negative for COVID-19 to attend their World Cup qualifier against Latvia in Amsterdam this month as part of a study. The experiment, which is being run in collaboration with the Dutch government, will look at how many contact situations there are between people at the match. The Ireland women's hockey team drew 1-1 with Olympic champions Great Britain in Belfast. The result means that three-match soft course series finishes level with one win each and a draw. Roisin Upton put Ireland ahead, scoring from a penalty stroke. The British team equalised through Izzy Petter. Tiger Woods is out of hospital and continuing his recovery at home from a car crash. Woods, in a tweet, said he was grateful for the outpouring of support and encouragement that he's received over the past few weeks. Sports clubs in Northern Ireland will be able to resume training for adults and children outdoors in groups of up to 15 from the 12th of April. And finally, in sailing, Team New Zealand secured the 36th America's Cup with a dominant 46-second victory over Italy in race 10 off the coast of Auckland overnight.